The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 1st, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
Arjun said,
Arjuna Uvacha, Nashto Mohak Smritir Labdha, Tvat Prasadan Mayachuta, Stitosmi Gita Sandeha, Purishe Vachanam Tava. Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt, and am prepared to act according to your instructions.
This is sense.
I think my illusion is not yet dispelled.
And unfortunate.
Yes.
Continue.
Yeah.
Can check.
I want to understand. In the sense, exactly how far your instructions are, because I know I want to do it. What you say, but I'm not exactly.
You are old student.
Yeah.
If you still cannot understand what is my instruction, then how can I help you? New students may say like that.
Yeah.
You are intelligent, educated, old student. You will say. Our movement is that beginning of spiritual life is to surrender. If there is no surrendering, then there is no advance. Kambadan Maan Pratyaj Mami Kamsa. This is the beginning. If that thing is lacking, there is no beginning. Or to speak of advancement. That is discussed already. Na siddhim sa bhavtati, na sukham na param. It is the beginning of spiritual life. The word is called disciple. Disciple means to accept discipline. If there is no discipline, where is disciple? And disciplic succession, we have used this word. Not that discipline is finished by one man. No. It will continue to go by succession. That is perfect. Imaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājasayogi. Sakālena jūvanasta parantra. Find out this one. As soon as the disciplic succession is missing, then everything is lost.
Evam parampara praptam evam majar sayo vidhu sakali neha mahata yoga nashta parantama.
Nashta, this word is you.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost.
That's it. As soon as the discipline broken, then everything is lost. Now, you can dance like a dog, that will not happen. Then nobody can do that. Unless there is spiritual strength. At that time, Madhavesh Maharaj was singing, and so many men become enthused to dance. So unless there is spiritual strength, it cannot be done. Others cannot ask and dance, no, that is not possible. That is not possible. Unless there is spiritual strength, you cannot enthuse others. So we should have to acquire spiritual strength by following the regulative principle. Sanatana Goswami has therefore forbidden avaishnava mukhadgina pudu hari kathamritam savana kartabham. Those who are not following Vaishnava principles, one should not hear from him. Why? It is Krishna katha, Krishna's. Satpat-chishta-payo-jatha. Milk is very good, but as soon as it touched by a satman, it is no more good. It is harmful. So one must be Vaishnava. Unless one is Vaishnava, it is, there is injunction, don't hear from him. It will be poisonous. So one who is not following Vaishnava principle, he cannot speak about Vaishnava. It is harmful. That is forbidden by acharyas, Sanatana Goswami. If somebody says, what is the harm? He's chanting Hare Krishna. He cannot chant. There is a show bottle chant that is not effective. And even taking that anyone is chanting, let me hear. No, Sanatana Goswami, no, don't hear. It will be harmful more than. In other words, if you are not following the Vaishnava principle, you don't chant, it will not be effective. Did you not see the difference last night? There are many others, they could not join in the dancing. So far, gathering men, if you do not gather intelligent men, what is the use of gathering men? Ekashtanda samohanti nachatara sahasar. If there is one moon, that is sufficient. What is the use of millions of stars? If one is perfect Vaishnava, that is sufficient. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is, that's so amazing. That in big instruction book, it is not that whimsical. But still, we recommend that one chanting, this will help anyone very much. It is exactly like that. If you ignite wood for fire, if the wood is dry, the fire takes place immediately. And if it is moist, then it takes time. Only smoke will come. A smoke is not required, the blazing fire. Then, it from the wood, it simply smoke comes. You cannot take any warmth out of it. There is traces of fire. As soon as there is smoke, there is fire. But it is not useful. It is useful for troubling your eyes only. What is smoke? Smoke means also fire. But you require blazing fire, not smoke fire. So blazing fire takes place if the wood is dry, immediately takes place. Otherwise, you go on enjoying the smoke. Be satisfied. Well, there is smoke, there is fire. But it will not be useful. It will be useful gradually the wood will dry. It takes a long time. Just try to understand this example. You require the flame, not the smoke. And if you are satisfied with the smoke, well, that is your business. If you simply be satisfied, the smoke is also fire. Unless there is fire, where the smoke comes? That is a good argument. But smoke will not help you. You require the flame. That flame cannot be produced if the wood is wet. Wet means materially contaminated. Is that example right?
Yes.
Pure devotional service is flame. All other things are small. You must get the flame, otherwise your business will not be done. So naturally we fail when there is smoke. But then as soon as flame comes, there is no smoke. So again fan it. Let the flame come. Then everything will be all right. Otherwise be satisfied with the smoke. Your cooking is smoke. For 300 years. There is a very a human story that one man, he has a yogi, so he approached. It is not story, it is fact. Approached one big man. People are very inquisitive to see some yogic magic. So the rich man asked the yogi, "What you have learned about yogic practice?" "No, I can, in the severe winter season, I can dip myself in the water up to the lake and practice yoga." "So, how long you can remain?" At night?" "Yes." "No, I can remain the whole night or as long as you..." all right, if you remain within severe cold, within water, overnight, then I shall give you such and such presentation. So he agreed, and he did it. And in the morning, when the man came, he said, successful. Then he did not want, either he had no money or he did not want to give. So he had his one advisor. So what shall I do? No, no, sir, you cannot give money. Why? Because there was heat. How there was heat? You know, in India they give Akash Pradeep. During Kartik month, this is our Vaishnava principle, I think. The lamp is there on the head of the roof. On the roof there is a bamboo and on the top of the bamboo there is light. So this man was in the lake and his advisor said, you have seen that the lamp was there and heat was coming. That lamp was 3 miles away and still he advised, yes, there was heat. Therefore he could tolerate. So what can we say? His poor man. So there was another servant of that big man. So he admitted that, see, I took so much trouble and he did not pay me. So, don't worry, I shall see that you are paid. What is that?
Well,
presentation.
Yes. First of all,
then that servant, well, this employer, there was an urgent business. The rich man said that tomorrow I am going, you must come and go with me. So, say, suppose he has to go at 10 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock, the messenger came, you are ready? No, just I'm cooking. I said, finish my cooking, take my meals and then shall go. So he was very urgently required. So why did you not? No, I'm cooking. Where you are cooking? Now, he has 3 bamboos and on the top there was a pot, rice pot, and he was giving fire here. So, that rich man came and said, what kind of cooking this is? No, no, there is heat. It is going on. How you doing? Such a nonsense. No, if the temperature from the lamp on the roof of the sky could protect that man, why not it will be cooking? Then he could understand this is the reply. So that man was paid. So, this kind of progress, cooking 3 miles above a pot, a little fire, it is not that. There must be proper adjustment of cooking, then you can cook food and eat. A little smoke, a little fire, and 3 miles away, the cooking pot. In this way, cooking is useless at times. One must be serious to cook. There is method how to cook. If you don't adopt that method, and if you cook in your whimsical way, you'll never be able to eat. If you say, I shall cook in my way, and if you adopt that process, will it help? Na siddhik sabhava bhuti na sukhan na para. Start at this thing.
This was knitted by a devotee who came from Sydney. A scarf for you to wear in the cold.
Oh. That's nice.
And I also brought one for me.
That's nice.
And some mangoes.
Oh, that is
from good. Queensland. Very nice mangoes. They're very difficult to get.
Mango I like very much. Mango is the king of all fruit. Do you accept it or not?
Yes.
It is the king of fruit. Rose is the king of flower. There is a statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Two fruits. One fruit is a neem tree fruit. You have seen neem tree? In not in a country. Neem tree you have seen in yeah. India. And their fruit.
A little bitter.
Yeah. Very bitter. So, the kakku, they try to eat the mango fruit flower when it's small. And the crow, they eat the neem tree fruit. So amongst the birds also, there is discrimination according to the quality. Kakku, he sings very nicely. He is fond of mango fruit. And the crow, he is fond of this neem tree fruit. The white swan, they live in a very nice garden. There is lake, flower. And the crow, they live in the city. Of course, here in your country, the garbage is not opened. In India, there is thrown everywhere, and the crow, you have seen it?
Yeah.
They enjoy that. Therefore, a human being, if he does not come on the spiritual platform, he remains at it. That is the difference. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, I will find the first beginning of teaching, Dehinasmin Jatha Dehi Kaumar Yogananjara. Find out.
Dehi no smanyata dehi kaumaram yoganam jara katari hantara prati dearest atranamuyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a
change. This is the beginning of spiritual life. To distinguish between the soul and the body. One who does not understand that there is soul, there is no spiritual everything. Because he is animal. The animal does not know that there is soul. A dog thinks I am this body. This is the beginning of spiritual education. Therefore Krishna instructs first this thing. Everyone is acting on the conception of body as self.